me say, come and go down a Manuel Roll, girl and boy. Figure broke rock stone. Now, listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Ras Izulu coming into you all the way from Portman, the Jamaica West Indies. But check this out, from Lawrence, Kansas, reading from Naked Lunge and weighing in slightly over 100 pounds. Shooting 45 from his asshole. Uncle Bill, coming in strong. Your friend and my friend, remember that.
Anyway, one all-purpose blob. Ever tell you about a man who taught his asshole to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig, farting out the words. It was unlike anything I ever heard. This ass talk had a sort of gut frequency. It hit you right down there like you gotta go. You know, when the old colon gives you the elbow and it feels sort of cold inside, you know all you have to do is turn. Well, this talking hits you right down there, a bubbly, thick, stagnant sound, a sound you can smell. This man worked for Carnaby, you dig? And to start with, it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. Real funny, too, at first. He had a number he called the Better Owl. That was a scream. I tell you, I forget most of it, but it was clever. Like, oh, I say, are you still down there, old thing? Nah, I had to go relieve myself. But after a while, the ass starts talking on its own. He would go in with anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. And it developed sort of teeth, like little raspy, incurving hooks, and started eating. He thought this was cute at first and built an act around it, but the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking in the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. He'd get drunk too and have crying jags. Nobody loves and want to be kissed same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time, day and night. You could hear him for blocks screaming out to shut up, beating it with his fist and sticking candles up it, but nothing did any good. Yeah, so said to him, it's you who'll shut up in the end, not me. Because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit. After that, he began waking up in the morning with a transparent jelly like a tadpole's tail all over his mouth. Now, this jelly is what the scientists call DT, that's undifferentiated tissue, which can grow into any kind of flesh on a human body. He would tear it off his mouth and the pieces would stick to his hands like burning gasoline jelly. Grow there. Grow anywhere on him. Anywhere on him a glob of it fell. So finally his mouth sealed over and the whole would have amputated spontaneous. Did you know that a condition occurs in parts of Africa and only among Negroes where the little toe amputates spontaneously? Except to the eyes, you dig. That's one thing the asshole couldn't use. It needed the eyes. But nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied so the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped in the skull, sealed off. For a while you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. Then finally the brain must have died because the eyes went out. There was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye on the end of a stock. That's the sex that passes the censor, squeezes through between bureaus because there's always a space between. in popular songs, grade B movies, giving away the basic American rottenness, spurting out like breaking boils, throwing off globs of that undifferentiated tissue to fall anywhere and grow into some degenerate, cancerous life form. Reproducing a hideous, random image. So I'm going to be entirely made of penis-like erectile tissue. Others, viscous, barely covered over with skin. Clusters of three and four eyes together, crisscross of mouth and assholes, human parts shaking around.